Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, welcome to a new journey in Adas Yisur and trying to have insights into the Haggadah for a few moments the night before Pesach. I'd like to share with you a Ha'ara that I saw, and I'd like to add on to the Ha'ara, and maybe we'll have a Teretz for the Kasha. As we begin the Seder, we all know that we say Kol Dichvin. Kol Dichvin means we invite everybody into our homes. Everybody knows that the famous question is that we invite everybody into our homes after the door is already locked. And what does the invitation really mean, etc. And the simple answer, without going into it, but I think it's a very important thing to share with our children, is that we want to tell our children that the mindset is that we want to invite all Jews. All Jews. Our home is open to all Jews. That's our mindset. That's our mindset. Now, on Leil Yom Kippur, at that bima, like in many shuls throughout the world, we say, B'yeshiva shalmaila, B'yeshiva shalmata, Ono matir l'espalo l'mavayon. We allow everybody in. We allow everybody in. Everybody in. Does it make any difference? So, with this in mind, I have a question. It's not my question, but I'm just giving you a little bit more background to make the question, at least in my opinion, a little bit more challenging. The halacha is, it's a pasuk in the Torah, and the pasuk in the Torah says, Kol ben nechor, any Jew, who's a ben necher, which means he's an oyved avodah zarah, may not participate in the Korban Pesach. Any Jew, rachmana l'tzlan, who's an oyved avodah zarah, ben necher. Now it says like this. In Hilchos Korban Pesach, Hamachil Ksayis Mina Pesach. This is in Perik Tes, Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Pesach in the Rambam. Hamachil Ksayis Mina Pesach. Beimi Pesach Sheni. Meaning, for the Korban Pesach, which is brought on the 14th of Nisan. Beimi Pesach Sheni, which is brought during Iyar. Lemumur, Lavoy de Zorah, or Leger Toishev, or Lesocher, is a Oyve Beloisase. If a, translate the words, if you can, please. Hamachil. What does hamachil mean? Who? Someone who feeds. Hamachil kizayis ben ha-pesach. Beimi pesach sheni. Lemumal avodizora. The person is over in a loisase. A person who's an oved avodizora, you're not allowed to feed him the korban pesach, or her. Now the Minchas Chinuch asks, and Rav Hutna Zatzal asks the same question. It doesn't say that the person who's an Oyved Avodah Zorah is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The Rambam says, it says here, you're not allowed to feed him the Korban Pesach. There's an Issa D'Oraisa to feed him the Korban Pesach. Ma Nishtana Korban Pesach. Mikol HaSeder.
Mikol HaKabonis.
Maybe even Mikol HaKabonis. Of the Chavura.
Right.
That's what you mean. Very good question, Rishmuel. Shmuel Goldstein, for those people who are listening on the phone, is asking a question. Dr. Shmuel Goldstein, Reb Shmuel Goldstein, is asking that, is he meeting all the other qualifications? The pashas from the Rishonim and from the Rambam is that he's meeting the qualifications. There's a qualification that you cannot walk into someone's house, which is a very interesting halacha we call Dichvin. You could not walk into someone's house and say, can I have a piece of your Korban Pesach? You have to be part of the chabura, counted into the chabura before the Korban Pesach is slaughtered, which is a
L'chatchila.
Huh? L'chatchila, yes, L'chatchila. That's what
Rishu. Ma'achil implies, to me at least, that this guy just shows up.
Ah, that's what you mean for ma'achil. Very nice diak. Very nice diak. Yeah, but then the issue would be that, the problem would be then that ma'achil kizayas ben ha-pesach, then it should be the regular Isser of Chabura. This seems to be, there's a separate lav here. The Rambam, in the beginning of the Halachas of the Rambam, lists this as a separate lav. There's a lav that you may not feed besides the dinner of the Chabura. Shelo yaitzi mi basar ha-pesach chutz l'chabura. He says there's another lav of giving food to a mumer.
But somebody else that's not a mumer that comes in after the...
No, then you have the other issue of not being part of the Chabura. Right. I would like to humbly suggest that Pesach is the yontif that symbolizes Amunah, obviously. It symbolizes the birth of Klal Yisrael. It symbolizes the fact that we're all one, and therefore we have Kol Dichvin. Kol Dichvin. Come in. Anybody who needs, come in. Now, it could be you can't give the Korban Pesach. Not it could be you can't. You can give him matzah. You give him dal kaisis. You can sit at your Seder table. You can participate in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But for some reason... What?
Give him the Afikoman?
Yeah. Yeah, but for some reason, you can't give him the Korban Pesach. Besides the Din of Chaburi, you can't give him the Korban Pesach. Very interesting question here, Reb Shmuel. But I would like to suggest, perhaps, that the reason why you can't give him a Korban Pesach is because the symbol of the creation of the Jewish people, more than any other symbol of the creation of Jewish people, I'm not talking about the fact that we said yes and they said no, the Goyim refused to take the Torah, we said yes to the Torah, which is the purpose of the Jewish people. But the symbol of the creation of the Jewish people is Leil Tesvov Nissen. Yudalev in the afternoon, Leil Tesvov. The symbol of all of the symbols of that which takes place at the Seder is the Korban Pesach. Pesach is the Yontif, and Korban Pesach is the climax of the meal. Of course, we don't have it nowadays. Asadara Magavaldik, but they're lacking. They're lacking. We have a little bit of Avelis at our Seder as a result of that. For those people who have the minigas, or Amor says, to eat a hard-boiled egg in salt water. But I'm wondering, we want to be as nice as we can be to all of our fellow Jews. And if I'm saying, invite them to the Seder. Kol Dichvin. But don't touch my Korban Pesach. If you don't believe in God and you worship Avodah Zarah, stay away from my Korban Pesach. Stay away. But doesn't say, if Rachmana Lislan, you're a tinik shenishba. And you don't keep Shabbos. You don't keep Yom Kippur. You don't keep any halacha. It doesn't say you have to stay away from Korban Pesach then. A Ben Nechor is a person who's an Avodah Zarah. An Eved Avodah Zarah cannot be a participant in the Korban Pesach. And there's a new halacha. There's a new halacha. The halacha is, I can't give him of my Korban Pesach to eat. I can't feed him. I'm just thinking about, it's an incredible lesson, Leil Seder. Not to talk about the negativity, as much as to talk about the positive aspect. And the positive aspect is, that in Leil Seder, as we've mentioned many times, when we sing Happy Birthday to us, it's the birth of the Jewish people. To be a participant in the birth of the Jewish people, you have to be a person who believes in a Kodesh Baruch.
Is an Avodah Zarah allowed to take any carbon? Can he partake of
Shlomim? I think so. Rav Nochi is just asking. I believe the answer is yes. I believe the answer is yes. I don't believe there's an Isser on any other carbon except for a Korban Pesach. And I think we're allowed to say it, our Seder, even though we don't have a Korban Pesach, obviously. It's the birth of the Jewish people. To be a card-carrying member of the birth of the Jewish people, the night of the Jewish people, we look at our family and we say, come, let us believe in the Beirut together.
Is this Oved Avodah Zarah different from an apikoros?
Well, the Rambam's Lashon is Meshumid.
Which means?
Meshumid means someone who's not believing in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if he's...
Someone who's a kofar, is that... That's for
but a kofar can be invited to the Seder. And you can give the kofar matzah, give the kofar wiyayin, give the kofar afikoman.
So kofar specifically, what is he denying?
It means he's denying God. He's denying God. But he can be a participant in the Seder, even an active participant in the Seder.
Okay.
But he can't be a participant in the Korban Pesach. So we should know that the beginning, at least in my opinion, the beginning and the birth of the Jewish people necessitates to be a card-carrying member. And a card-carrying member means to be a believer. We should all be zeicha to infuse in our children and in our family the beauty of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning of the Seder. Hatzlacha Rabbah to everybody. Tomorrow night, Bez Hashem, 9:20.